Hi, this is Scott Delosio, and this is Parasol Speedway Podcast number 6 for the 2017 season. Podcast is probably going to be a little bit shorter today, and we're going to talk about a few of the upcoming events at Parasol Speedway, including this Saturday night. That's tomorrow night, March 18th. That's going to be Night of Destruction. April 1st, World of Outlaws come to town for their only Southern California appearance in 2017. The April Pass Car Show, the first go-kart race at the Pass, that's going to be in April, along with the Night of Destruction, the last night of April. That'll be Night of Destruction number 2. Get ready to get crazy. Tomorrow night, once again, that's March 18th, LKQ Pick Your Part presents Night of Destruction number 1, featuring figure eight racing, a figure eight trailer racing, insane democross, spectator racing, when if you think you have a fast enough car and you've got stones enough, you can get out there and compete, and the Parasol Speedway debut of Formula X autocross and cross kart racing. Now, to start off with, the weather looks great for tomorrow night. The weather's been fantastic the last 3 weeks now. We haven't had rain in almost 3 weeks. I guess that's going to change sometime next week. And the good part about that is next week, that would be March 25th, we're not going to be racing at Parasol Speedway anyway. But weather looks good for tomorrow night's Night of Destruction. Our spectator gates are going to open at 5 p.m. Racing is going to start promptly at 7. You want to come out early. I think it's at 5:15. There's going to be an on-track autograph and photo session with all the drivers where you can get an up-close look at the cars, get autographs, take pictures. That goes on for about 40 or 45 minutes. So come on out early, enjoy that before the races get going. Also, before the races get going tomorrow night, we're going to have last year's champions get their rewards from last year, and that'll include Clint Keenan in the figure eight class, Ken McWilliams, who was undefeated in the figure eight trailer races last year, J.D. Wilson in democross, and the overall Ironman. That combines all three of the classes of Night of Destruction. That's David Holmes. They're going to get their rewards on the front straightaway before tomorrow's first race. Now, if you've been under a rock for many, many decades, you might not know what figure eight racing is. Well, that goes back to the days of Ascot and Corona here on the West Coast. And it's actually a track that is not an oval. It uses an oval corners in turns 1, 2, 3, and 4, but it has an intersection in the middle. So they go at Parasol Speedway, for example, turn 1 would be normally be turn number 2. They're going to go counterclockwise through 1 and 2. Turn 2 would be a norm, which is normally turn 1. Then turns 3 and 4 are your normal turns 3 and 4. That's on a track, though, that is cut into the middle of the infield. Now, they have an intersection, just like the days of Ascot. If you've got big enough stones, you proceed through the intersection with no problem at all. That can also cause a problem because there can be huge crashes. There is strategy to figure eight racing. The biggest one is survive. So that's figure eight race is going to be on the schedule. Going to have a figure eight trailer race. Track configuration, the exact same thing, but all cars competing will have a trailer behind them. And in the past, we've had guys towing everything from outhouses to boats to couches to blow-up dolls. The only rule different in figure eight racing and figure eight trailer racing is in order to be scored in a figure eight trailer race, and if you're not scored, you can't finish the race, your trailer still has to be intact. Whatever you're carrying on the trailer, if you're carrying anything, some guys just take a bare trailer. Whatever you're carrying can fall off the trailer. However, the trailer still has to be attached to the car to be scored in a trailer figure eight race. If you don't know what democross is, I guess the best way to explain it, Don Kazarian talked about it in the press release this week, and it's basically a combination of the old Joey Chitwood thrill show, monster trucks, demolition derbies, and racing all rolled into one. The rules, really, there are none. You want to hit a guy who's leading the race and take him out, you can do so. You want to hit a guy who's running last and take him out, you can do so. There's no yellow flags. There's a green flag, a white flag, and a checkered flag. The only other flag that may be involved in the race, besides a black flag for rough driving, would be a red flag. There's no yellow flags. It is absolutely insane. In addition to being able to take out other cars, there's obstacles placed on the track. Massive tractor tires. tractor tires, that is. There are boats and jet skis placed around the track. There's 55-gallon drums full of water. And as there's no yellow flags, any car that breaks on the racetrack is left out there, and that becomes an obstacle as well. Is it crazy? No, it's not crazy. It is absolutely insane. It has taken the racetrack by storm. It's safe to say it is probably our most popular event at Paris Auto Speedway. Everything combined is Democross. Formula X Autocross and cross carts, they're coming to the pass for the first time. I've never seen them. I've seen a short video. They run kind of on a road course that cuts through the infield. It's going to use the front straightaway as well. These things are extremely quick. They weigh approximately 750 pounds, and they're powered by 750cc, 150 horsepower engines that can go from 0 to 60 in about 3 seconds. Once again, they're going to be out tomorrow night. It's going to be their very first night at Paris Auto Speedway. They'll be part of Night of Destruction, which once again is brought to you by LKQ Pick Your Part. Last thing we have for Night of Destruction, it's going to be spectator racing. You think your car is fast enough? Bring it out. You're brave enough? Want to put a little money on the line? Bring that out as well. It's a winner-take-all event. Half of the money collected for the pit passes goes all to the winner. It's your car and another car, mano a mano on the track at one time. One car starts in the middle of the front straightaway, one starts in the middle of the back straightaway. First car to complete two laps moves on the competition. It's like NHRA. If you lose, you're eliminated. If you win, you go on. We go on until there's just two cars left. And once again, that's a winner-take-all event. If you want to sign up for that, just get to the back gate by 5 p.m. tomorrow night, and you can sign up there. You can also call the racetrack for sign-up information today, and that number is 951-940-0134. Once again, that number for information on spectator racing or just general information on anything at Paris Auto Speedway is 951-940-0134. In addition to all the racing, there's a very good cause going on tomorrow night. It's the Power of Purple for the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life. Over the years, Don Kazarian and Paris Auto Speedway, through the generosity of the fans, has raised well over $100,000 to help fight cancer through the Relay for Life. During intermission tomorrow night, all the drivers are going to be up in the grandstands with their helmets in their hands, and they'll be collecting that money. If you have a dime, you have a quarter, you have a dollar, you have a $100 bill. It all goes to help fighting cancer. And we have been with the Relay for Life for a very long time. I say we, and I should say Don Kazarian. It is something he staunchly supports, and he has raised a ton of money for that over the years. And we hope you guys at intermission can dig into your pockets and dig out a little change to help fight that dreaded disease tomorrow night. Now, adult tickets for tomorrow night's Night of Destruction are $15 for adults. For active military members with proper ID, teens 13 to 18 with their school ID, and kids 6 to 12, it is only $5 to get in. Children 5 and under are admitted free. Parking on the fairgrounds is $8. And I want to remind you, we will have plenty of tickets for everyone tomorrow night. That's March 18th, Night of Destruction. We'll have plenty of tickets for everyone. This event will not sell out. I got a note from Shelley Wooldridge last night. There's a rumor. Now, if you've been around Paris Auto Speedway for a long time, you'll understand this. If you have not been around the racetrack for a long, long time, this will not make any sense. Rumor is Clay Cat is coming out of retirement tomorrow night. Now, Clay Cat was the original mascot of Paris Auto Speedway and has not been seen in these parts for, at least 5 or 6 years. Rumor has it Clay Cat coming back to Paris Auto Speedway and entertain the kids tomorrow night. Next Saturday night, that's March 25th, Paris Auto Speedway, we're not going to be there. We're going to be dark. We're taking that night off. With the weather prediction, you know, that might be a good one because weather's looking pretty rough next week. I think I read today the chance of rain for that day is up to 60%, but there's going to be rain earlier in the week as well. So March 25th, make plans, do something else. We're not going to be racing. We swing back into action On Saturday, April 1st, the legendary World of Outlaws Sprint Cars will be coming to Southern California and Paris Auto Speedway for the only time in 2017. They're going to be joined by the USAC CRA Sprint Cars, along with the past Young Gun and Senior Prince for the SoCal Showdown. Once again, you'll see all the World of Outlaws stars, including Donnie Schatz, Darren Pittman. All the top guys are going to be there. You can order reserve seats in advance, and if you do, you're going to get a free fan pit pass. That's a free World of Outlaws fan pit pass. What that entails is the World of Outlaws pit outside turns 1 and 2 at the pass. If you get that fan pit pass, you can walk in there anytime throughout the night, see them working on their cars. When the drivers have a break, you can get autographs. You can take photos. But to get that free fan pit pass, you have to order tickets in advance for the World of Outlaws show, and you can do that by going to worldofoutlaws.com or by calling 1-844-347-8849. Once again, the number to get World of Outlaws advance tickets and order your reserve seat in advance, get that free World of Outlaws fan pit pass, you can call 1-844-347-8849. You can also order advance tickets at worldofoutlaws.com. If you do not wish to order advance tickets for the World of Outlaws show, no problem at all. We'll have plenty of tickets for everyone at the front gate on April 1st. Want to talk one thing about the World of Outlaws. Steve Kintzer, the King of the Outlaws, retired a couple years ago, or actually stepped out of the World Outlaws series full-time a couple years ago. Won, I think, over 800 World of Outlaws main events, over 20 championships. You know one thing he never did win? That was a main event at Paris Auto Speedway. Now, arguably, the second greatest driver in the history of the World of Outlaws is Donnie Schatz. Donnie has won well over 200 main events. I think he's up to 8 championships now. He's won all but one race thus far in 2017. That, I think, is 5 wins in 6 races. Guess what? Like Steve Kintzer, he has never won a main event at Paris Auto Speedway. He'll be out to change that on April 1st. Buy a ticket. Come on out and enjoy the show. We'll see if Donnie Schatz can get his first ever Paris Auto Speedway win. Why is it Paris Auto Speedway is so tough on the legendary drivers of the World of Outlaws? In April, we had a race slated for April 22nd. That was a pass car show. That race has been bumped up until April 8th. So pass car, stock car series, IMCA modifieds, originally scheduled for April 22nd. We're going to be dark on that night. That race has been moved up to April 1st. Last week was the first night of the pass car IMCA series at Paris Auto Speedway for 2017. Luke Dodd, 3-time track champion, came home the winner in the street stocks. Fred Estrada, who hadn't raced for years and years, came back last year. He won the only Winter Heat Challenge Series event. That was back in December. He won the Superstock main event last Saturday night. Chris Evans, I think his first ever time at Paris Auto Speedway. He won in the factory stocks. And Mike Kirby, a guy who's raced more different cars than anyone in the history of Paris Auto Speedway, he won the IMCA modified main event. If you were at that opener, you saw what happened on lap one of the modified main event. We had the big one on the front straightaway. That crash, we started with 21 cars in that modified main event. That crash took out 9 cars. It was a huge crash. There was a small fire. Actually, it was a flash fire. One car got up in the air. Fortunately, it didn't get upside down. Nobody got injured. A lot of cars were damaged, some pretty heavy damage, too. That was the wildest crash we've seen at a stock car show at Paris Auto Speedway in years. April 15th. You look at your Paris Auto Speedway calendar, shows we're dark that night. Indeed we are. But during the day, the SoCal Oval Carters will be on hand for their first race of 2017, and that's on a go-kart track cut into the oval in the pit area at Paris Auto Speedway. Feel free to come out and watch that show. Now, please note, the grandstands and concessions are not open. You enter through the back pit gate. It's $10 to get in. Bring some lawn chairs, bring your cooler, and we'll have go-kart racing. Gate opens at 9 a.m. I think racing starts at 11. That'll be posted up on our site sometime this week on our Facebook page, or you can check out the SoCal Oval Carters page. So once again, bring a chair, bring a cooler, enter through the pit gate. The concession stands and grandstands are not open for the go-kart races. Now, in addition to coming to watch the go-kart races, If you'd like to drive a go-kart, just to drive one, or to see if maybe in the future you'd like to race one, the SoCal Ovo-Karters have an arrive and drive program where you get 10 laps on the racetrack for $25. That is plus the $10 pit pass. You need to wear full-length jeans, a sweatshirt, or a durable jacket. They will supply the helmet, gloves, and collar. If you would like to do this, for more information, call Mike Nye at 805-857-2595. Once again, you want to drive a go-kart at the SoCal Oval Carters race, driving the arrive and drive, I should say, give Mike Nye a call at 805-857-8595. We're going to close the month of April with LKQ Night of Destruction number 2. They'll feature all the same classes we're having out there tomorrow night. That race will be on April 29th. So mark those down on your racing calendar. So we get ready to close off this podcast. And as I said, it has been a shorter one. Want to remind everyone to check out all our social media sites. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Name to type in on those is Paris Auto Speedway. And if you go to Twitter, we are at Paris Auto SPDWY. Once again, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, we are Paris Auto Speedway. On Twitter, we're Paris Auto SPDWY. We update those things multiple times a day, 365 days a year, especially Facebook. There's all kinds of fun stuff going on Facebook, pictures, videos, information, results, all kinds of cool stuff. Just check all out our social media sites. Also, the brand new Paris Auto Speedway website designed by Lance Jennings. Check it out. What a nice website we finally have after all these years. Thank you, Lance Jennings, for doing a great job with that. That has all the information you need about Paris Auto Speedway, including links to watch videos, links to listen to the past podcasts, links to buy tickets, all kinds of photos, past champions. New website is absolutely fabulous. Once again, my name's Scott Delosio. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow night at Paris Auto Speed for a crazy night of motorized mayhem. That's Saturday night, March 18th for LKQ, Pick Your Part, Night of Destruction. Gates open at 5, autograph and photo session at 5:15, and the first race is going to be at 7. Bring the family. It's going to be a fun night at the pass this Saturday, March 18th.